All right, entertaining Eagles game last night. Mick Jagger would have been a fan. I mean, maybe he is a fan. What do I know? I found out someone the other day is an Eagles fan.
He probably is.
Who was it? Someone on WIP said, might have been the afternoon show. They're talking about someone. Was it Todd Bridges?
Spike knows a lot of people from his, music.
Yeah. I think it was Todd Bridges, though. I think he said Todd Bridges is an Eagles fan. Anyway, it was somebody.
Todd Bridges is a fan of the Eagles.
I think
Didn't
that's
Todd
who they
Bridges
said.
What'd you talk about, Willis?
No, he's the only one alive. Gary Coleman died and Dana Plato died, but Todd Bridges
I thought maybe he passed away, too.
Well, he was the closest to pass away the earliest, but he survived that era and emerged. All right, so a lot on the Eagles today for obvious reasons. Tanner
that
McKee.
Was an incredible show,
It was a very
Joe.
Good show. Very good
Different
show.
Different strokes.
Very good
Different
show.
Different strokes at the time was must-see
great
TV.
Show.
That was on Fridays.
Love
I don't
it.
Know if you remember.
No, great show.
But it really was appointment TV. No one missed it.
You don't have to convince me. I know. All right, so Tanner McKee and the defense, two things to come into focus, I think, the most on last night. Tanner McKee, excellent. Defensive players, I thought there were some concerns with guys the Eagles could lean on or may now not lean on. Let me give you something that's a bit of a concern, maybe more than a bit. So Buster Olney, there's no audio of this, but Buster Olney in a written report recently, ESPN, obviously, baseball guy, wrote the following about Kyle Schwarber, take it for what it's worth. Here's what he wrote. Schwarber is going to make big money in free agency in the fall. We all know that. Okay. Schwarber is going to make big money in free agency in the fall, no matter where he lands. Some friends of his in the game wonder if he'd prefer to play closer to his Midwest roots. Huh. Now, it could be the early stages of the cat and mouse game between the Schwarber camp and the Phillies camp. Hey, let's put out there.
Probably.
He might. I don't know about if it's probably, John, because being where you want to be is really important, particularly if you already have enough money. I know this. If I had all the money in the world, I'd be where I want to be. And I'm not saying he doesn't love Philly and love the Phillies and Phillies fans and that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if he wants to be somewhere else, he can be somewhere else. James, what's your reaction to hearing that from Buster Olney?
I just feel we've heard so many times, like, oh, he might go home, he might go back to where he's from. And I feel like it happens so rarely in these type of situations. So I'm not, you know, freaking out. I do think all of this stuff we hear is at least in some part of a cat and mouse game.
Yep.
So I don't overreact to it, but... Look, I just look at it in general as the fact that I think there's going to be a lot of teams that want to sign Kyle Schwarber. So
oh, for sure. For sure.
I have a question for you guys,
yes, sir.
Important question about the Eagles. How do you feel about the fact that they chose to wear white at home?
I didn't even notice it.
This is
how about that?
Very Dallas Cowboys. This is not the norm. That when I was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, we were not wearing white at home, ever. That's not how we rolled.
Huh.
You wear green or Kelly green.
So were they all white last
green.
Night?
Yeah, they were all white. They were wearing the aways.
So this
is a departure. I don't remember them doing
should
this.
Should they take
in
the Super Bowl banner that they're going to put up down? Is it that
no.
big a controversy?
No.
By the way, can I let me say
I
this?
I wondered if you noticed.
No,
I wondered how
not.
You felt about
I did
it.
Not.
I do not prefer it.
I did not. I will tell you something I've noticed, and I am bothered by it because I feel like the moment has passed, and I really think the Eagles are making a mistake on this one. I really do. All love to the Eagles, but I think this was a foolish decision. They should have had the kind of, you know, banner-ish thing that goes out toward 95 that says two-time Super Bowl champ. And it can stay up forever. They don't have to hide from that. They had it up 7 years ago when they won. You know, we won Super Bowl 52 thing, whatever it said. And then they took it down shortly before the season. And so there's nothing that faces out. I want the freaking Giants fans, the Jets fans, the Washington people, the Baltimore people. Like, I know some of them have got more rings. I mean, Giants got four. But, I mean, Eagles got two now. Put your chest out a little bit. Put that freaking thing out there. It says Super Bowl 52, Super Bowl 59 champions. It really annoys me that I feel like they run from that. You don't have to run from that. And it could stay up this
They're
year.
They're not running. Maybe they have the pride on the inside.
No, face it out also. Guys, we waited 52 years for them to win a Super Bowl. They won it. Then seven more years. Just put it out, please. All right, to the phones. A lot from last night to react to. Eagle Shirley. Shirley, what'd you make of what we saw?
Hey, good morning, family and friends and everybody.
Good morning, Shirley.
Hi, Eagles.
Always
Shirley.
Good hearing from you, Shirley.
Listen, so I had to take my notes during preseason. I was looking for a couple of things during last night's game. One of the things I was looking forward to seeing in these rookies, but first I need to quote something that Howell did that blew my mind, and I just love the man.
In the interview, the halftime
yes,
interview? Okay,
yes.
What stood out to you?
He said, we built depth with the rookies and add value with free agency. And I'm like, and then he gave the explanation of why, they doing what they doing. And I'm like, I'm thinking about all the years that I've been watching the Philadelphia Eagles and how we, I think it kind of went back to something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when I called into your show, Joe, about, letting older players go, bringing rookies in. When do
sure.
we do this?
But I'll tell you, I thought of Slay a lot last night, Shirley. I thought, because at some point Slay's going to fall off a cliff. I don't know that it happens this year. I know last year he was still well above average. I mean, he was really good last year.
Well, we'll see.
We will say. We will. But I'm just saying that spot came into focus last night. That decision in March and that spot for the next 5-6 months, that was concerning last night.
Yeah, no. I'm not making light on that. I do agree. But let me say something. I did have some notes that I wanted to talk about. Since
sure.
you brought that up, the preseason games are for us to see and for the coaches to see, right? These rookies that, made it, to the roster, can they take what they learn in training? And they're not going to show everything, right, in training camp,
yeah.
but they learn stuff, in the rooms, When y'all, sitting in the rooms, right, Johnny? Y'all learning in different ways.
Absolutely.
So are we going to count Ringo out, for this one preseason game? That's for the coaches to know. The coaches know if he can pick the certain things up. One, I think it was Ross Tucker. One of them was saying, why is he lined up so far back? Is that something that he learned in training camp, or is that something that he did on his own? So it's a couple of things that I want to see in the next game. Let's see in the next game if they go back and they, practice and say, no, this is what we need for you to do, and this is what we need to make adjustments on. And let's, at game two, preseason game two, let's see if any adjustments were made. And if he could pick up then. For me, I was looking to see, one, who was going to be disciplined. And I saw it was a little bit, they was disciplined to the point where they wasn't. Penalties. I wrote that down. Too many penalties on defense. And not leaving offense out, because every time offense messed up and somebody got through it.
Shirley, I thought they could have had more penalties on day. And a lot of times penalties, it's not as much. I think jumping off sides is undisciplined. But I think when a cornerback is handsy and gets a penalty, it's not undisciplined. It's just you're not good enough. I mean, a lot of times it just means someone beat you to a spot. Or let me put it this way. You're not confident enough because you're not good enough to be confident enough on how to play it legally. And so you start kind of trying to, get handsy. Because the guy was about to catch the ball. That to me, that's more about just not being good enough.
Well, it could be that, too. It could also, the great cornerbacks, they can know how to disguise this stuff, and they don't get it.
Well, that's right. That's right.
So, no doubt.
You know, that's right.
I think that comes with time.
Experience
that comes with
counts
time.
For so much.
I agree. All right, Shirley, give me a big answer. Coming of age character.
Wait, Joe, one more thing.
Yes.
One of the things that I wanted to see last night was on special teams, and I did see that with Anais. I needed to see that run, but I needed to see that. Our offense, we're gonna do fine. I mean, I was just going crazy on offense. Tanner McKee and everybody, which was introduced again. Like, come on, but everything else, I think let's. I know it's a talk show, and I know callers want to call in and stuff, but I'm not gonna X the guy off now. They do make cuts. They gotta go from.
Look, I'm just telling you, Shirley. I don't think Kelee Ringo is gonna be the starter. I'm just telling you that right now.
I don't think so either. But like I said, I just want to see what do they how much do they believe in? That's
yeah.
it.
And, all right, give me a coming of age character. Who do you have, Shirley?
So I was thinking about this. I love too many characters from the movies. I don't know if I go with. See, let me give you one. How about Craig from Friday?
You got it.
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Shirley, outstanding phone call. Always wonderful hearing from you.